loving what you're hearing? Well, the establishment hates it. And right now, they're conjuring up new ways to try and censor RCR. To ensure you never miss a beat of the hard-hitting news you've come to know and love, make sure you're on the RCR mailing list. Get connected now at realitycheck.radio/email.
All right, coming up 6 minutes to one. Just before we finish today, I want to get an update on the case of Brad Flutie. Brad Flutie was sentenced to prison in the Whangarei District Court. What he was sentenced for, you may or may not be aware of, but I think the straw that broke the camel's back in the end was that he wasn't wearing a mask in a liquor store. Anyway, he's been sent to prison. He's on a hunger strike at the moment. He is very ill, and it would appear as if the prison authorities are not looking after him. Sue Gray is a well-known lawyer from Nelson. She is acting for Brad Flutie's mother, and Sue is with us on the line now. Hello, Sue. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, hi, Peter. Thanks very much for inviting me on.
No problem. So we don't want to go into the backstory of Brad because we know it's a long one and a lot of people will be aware of his story. But the point is he's been on a hunger strike now since the 16th of July. What's going on? How ill is he and how much assistance is he getting?
Look, he's on day 57. He's lost 29 kilograms. I only became aware of this yesterday and wrote a fairly strong letter to the prison authorities. As a result, yesterday he was shifted from just the general cell with other prisoners into isolation where there's better supervision. However, that is not good enough. I understand from medical advice that he's at high risk of anything could happen when you're under extreme starvation. And he needs to be in hospital with the potential for a drip and other medical treatment that the hospital, the prison simply can't provide. Just one thing, he's on remand. He's been convicted arising from refusing to wear a mask at a liquor store. He hasn't actually been sentenced yet, but because of various reasons, he's still waiting to be sentenced. So that's part of his protest, I believe.
Okay, what prison is he in, Sue?
He's in Spring Hill Prison, which is near Huntly.
In the Waikato. So the obvious thing to do for a man whom I understand has been vomiting blood and is extremely dehydrated, the best place for him surely is Waikato Hospital, isn't it?
Well, that's exactly what his family think, and that's what we've asked the prison to do. I've written to the chief of the prison, I've written to the Minister of Corrections, I've written to the CEO of Corrections and asked why they're not following their own policy. Their own policy is that people on a hunger strike need careful medical attention and support beyond what the prison can provide. But for some reason, they're not offering that to Brad.
And if Brad wants to finish his hunger strike and go back to taking food, there is a process he's got to go through. He can't just say, oh, I've had enough of being on a hunger strike, I want to go back eating. He can't do that medically, can he? Because that would be very bad for him as well. He has to be managed back to proper eating, doesn't he?
Yes, absolutely. It's a really dangerous process. I'm obviously not a doctor, but I've talked to a lot of doctors about this to get some information together, and he needs to be supervised back. And again, Corrections' own policies and protocol recognise that it needs supervised care with an IV drip and everything else, because after 57 days, obviously your body's not working properly.
So is Brad ready to end his hunger strike?
Look, I haven't been able to speak to Brad directly. I'm acting for his mother, but my understanding is that he is ready to end it, but he needs to be in an environment where it's safe for him to end it. He obviously doesn't have much trust in the corrections system, and he wants to speak to an independent doctor to get some, medical advice that's competent. Not many people in New Zealand are experienced dealing with people with 57-day hunger strike. You know, the last one that was in the news was, I think, 13 days or something. The body does really weird things, I'm told, especially after about 50 days. So he's still lucid, which is good, but he is very, very frail and very keen to get proper care. You know, he was supervised in this secure cell last night, but apparently the prison officer was asleep. He couldn't even get a glass of water.
Wow. So what has been the reaction to your letters from the prison authority?
deathly silent so far, although Brad was shifted out of a cell with other prisoners into his own cell, but no response to me. I've tried ringing them, I've left a message, I've sent a follow-up email this morning, and not a peep out of them.
You'd be interested to know, Sue, I've just in the last few seconds had a text from Dr. Matt Shelton, who I understand has also been involved in Brad's case. He tells me that Brad has ended the strike, but he can't eat at all due to vomiting, and he can't keep fluid down. So it would appear as if he is ready to get some proper medical attention, and he can't get that in the prison.
Yeah, exactly. And their own policy recognises exactly this situation and that specialist care is needed out of the prison. But the prison system, for whatever reason, we know that there are problems there, but you know, this is a matter of life and death. This is a survival situation where I understand things can deteriorate extremely quickly. I don't understand, you know, I mean, literally there could be blood on people's hands here if they do not do their job and provide the necessities of life that we're asking for.
Do prisons have full-time doctors on their staff?
No, I understand they have visiting doctors and they have some nursing people. I'm not sure if they're full-time or part-time on their staff, but what has been described to me is that they may visit just a couple of times a day, often just from the door of the cell, very little testing or anything else. They haven't done some of the very simple tests that I've been told should have been done. It's clearly not competent support for whatever reason.
All right, Sue. Well, we await further developments. Please keep on maintaining the pressure on the prison authorities, because they have to do the right thing, surely. That's what prison authorities have to do. I mean, people are in prison for varying reasons, but even inside there, they're still entitled to some dignity, aren't they?
Absolutely. And there's international rights on the rights of prisoners. The New Zealand Supreme Court has spoken about the rights of prisoners. There's plenty of law on it. There's no question at all. Just because you're in prison, you still have to be treated in a humanitarian way and in a proper lawful way. And I don't understand why Brad is being treated differently. I hope that they step up, that they respond urgently, and because literally his life's on the line.
Sure. Sue Gray, thanks for talking to us briefly here on RCR. We will follow the case. We will follow
the... Thank you so much.
Loving what you're hearing? Well, the establishment hates it. And right now, they're conjuring up new ways to try and censor RCR. To ensure you never miss a beat of the hard-hitting news you've come to know and love, make sure you're on the RCR mailing list. Get connected now at realitycheck.radio/email.